The animated film Inside Out opens next week, and it introduces a viewer to some of the emotions that run around inside our minds. It was made by a team that includes both artists and brain scientists. We sent our own team to an early screening, NPR science correspondent John Hamilton and arts correspondent Netta Ulaby. They begin their report right outside the movie theater.
What did you think about the visualization?
They did a nice job of not trying to be too literal about, like, where we are in the brain. It was not an anatomy lesson.
John's beat is brain science. This is Netta. I cover arts. And I asked the movie's director to tell me what was the hardest thing about visualizing something so internal.
Probably everything.
Pete Docter is a well-known Pixar name. He directed WALL-E, Monsters, Inc., and Up, which featured the voice of his daughter, who was 10 years old at the time.
Oh, there's something down there! I will bring it back for science!
She was a really spirited, energetic little kid, and then as she got to be 11, she was a little more quiet and kind of, you know, laid back. And so I sort of thought, man, what's going on inside of her head? And I wanted to kind of capture that sense of what it is to lose childhood. And when that passes on, it's gone forever.
When it came to representing the workings of a child's changing brain, Pete Docter and Pixar's artists came up with a central image, a control tower manned by five emotions: fear, sadness, anger, disgust, and the leader. Joy.
First day of school. Very, very exciting. I was up late last night figuring out a new plan. Here it is.
We started by just representing them as shapes, you know, so joy just feels kind of outwardly like an explosion. And so she's like a star in her shape. And she spends a lot of time with her arms and legs stretched out.
And talking to herself about Riley, the little girl whose mind she inhabits.
Joy. Yes, Joy. You'll be in charge of the console, keeping Riley happy all day long. And may I add, I love your dress. It's adorable. Oh, this old thing? Thank you so much. I love the way it twirls.
Anger just felt confined, like a brick, like he's a square.
Oh, sure. We'll eat our dinner right after you eat this.
Fear is kind of like a raw nerve. He's just like this angular guy. Disgust was sort of based on broccoli in her shape and color. And sadness is kind of like a teardrop. Her hair is almost like a waterfall coming down.
I'm too sad to walk. Just give me a few.
It's an emotional roller coaster as the young girl moves to a strange new city and starts at a strange new school. During all of the turmoil, joy and sadness get lost deep in Riley's head where she can't always reach them.
And that can actually happen. Certain emotions just get buried for a while, says Dr. Keltner, a professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley.
I think they really nailed it.
Keltner studies emotions. He also worked as a consultant to the Pixar team as they were making Inside Out. Keltner says the movie does a really good job of portraying what it's like to be 11.
It zeroes in on one of the most poignant times in an individual's life, which is the transition to the preteen and early teen years, where kids, and I think in particular girls, start to really powerfully feel the loss of childhood.
As the filmmakers were working, they would fire off emails to Keltner and to Paul Ekman, a pioneer in the study of emotions. Keltner says the process helped create a movie that's true to the underlying science when it shows how emotions tend to color Riley's perception of the world.
When you are in a fearful state, everything is imbued with threat and uncertainty and peril.
And the filmmakers get a lot of other scientific details right. Inside Riley's head, you see memories get locked in during sleep, experiences transformed into abstractions, and guards protecting the subconscious. There are a few departures from the scientific norm. Riley gets five basic emotions instead of the six often described in textbooks. Surprise didn't make the cut. And at least one emotion comes off as a bit wimpy.
This is disgust. She basically keeps Riley from being poisoned, physically and socially.
That is not brightly colored or shaped like a dinosaur. Hold on, guys. It's broccoli! Yucky!
Keltner says broccoli-induced yucky is a form of disgust, but so is revulsion.
Like if you suddenly eat a piece of food and it has a worm in it or it's rotting and it's just blah.
The psychologist thinks one of the film's high points is its depiction of sadness. In this scene, sadness and joy are trying to find their way back from the dark recesses of the mind.
Wait, Joy, you could get lost in there.
Think positive.
Okay, I'm positive you will get lost in there. That's long-term memory, an endless warren of corridors and shelves. I read about it in the manuals.
The manuals?
The manuals are a roadmap to the mind. Joy didn't read them, but sadness did. And for Keltner, the scene reflects a scientific truth. negative emotions can help us survive.
There is a literature on how sadness makes us see things wisely. And the fact that sadness remembers those manuals of how the mind works, I think is a nice statement about how important sadness is to our understanding of who we are.
Keltner says parents who see Inside Out may find it easier to understand and accept the emotions of their children. And he thinks kids who see it may look at their emotions in a different way.
That was true for one young moviegoer who saw a preview screening of the film.
I didn't really exactly think about sadness being really helpful. In the movie, sadness actually saved all their lives.
Full disclosure, that was your son Jake, who's 9.
It was.
And he got it.
He did. He got the science and the story.
Art and science, they can work together. I'm Netta Ulaby.
And I'm John Hamilton.